Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 in 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Why she fitting in blue jeans? She don't need no belt.
Boys and girls, it is the summer of golf. With Michelob Ultra, it is the light beer that doesn't weigh you down while you're golfing. Michelob Ultra, indeed. Thanks to Walters Golf Management, Michelob Ultra will be giving you a chance to get out on some of the nicest courses in town and try out your game with the best light beer for the course. Starting in August, 5-9 The Fan and Michelob Ultra will be giving away twosomes to some of the best courses in the St. Louis area, including Innsbrook, Gateway National, Far Oaks, Normandy, and many others, all courtesy of Walters Golf Management. Stay tuned to 590 KFNS for your chance to win. And remember, when you're out in the course, make sure Ultra is your beer of choice. Do that, boys and girls. Okay. A bunch of stuff going on today, to be honest with you, boys. And football season is gearing up. John and I will, it is going to be a football Friday. So we're going to hit that specifically on Friday with all the stuff going on. Obviously, big stuff happening today with the MLS. But I wanted to hit on one other random story. Did you boys see Baker Mayfield and his ridiculous comments? It was GQ magazine, and Baker is becoming, you know, we don't have audio in this, I apologize, because there is no audio. Baker Mayfield is becoming about as mouthy as a player as I can remember. Daniel Jones, a rookie, has not played one moment just yet. Looks pretty good in the preseason here, but basically he's just getting drilled by Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield basically came out and said, I'm paraphrasing here, I was shocked that they draft Daniel Jones. The kid's not a winner. That is in essence what he said. At this point, it appears the Browns are not going to corral him to any degree. They're just going to allow him to say and do what he wants. And he's won some games, but in essence, he said, I cannot believe that the Giants took Daniel Jones. And
there has to be a backstory.
Well, it was just him. There was GQ was doing a the backstory is he watched something on SportsCenter about Daniel Jones, and he said, "I'm trying." He has changed.
Because I'm just saying that's so unnatural for an athlete to come out and bang another athlete without a true backstory. I mean, just to say I was watching him and he's horrible and I can't believe they took him. That's not. Even controversial athletes really don't sort of walk out onto that limb.
Here's the exact quote. Here's the exact quote. This is on TMZ, but it's been everywhere here. The GQ reporter talked about his conversation with him. He said Mayfield made some comments while doing an interview with GQ. The reporter says they happened to be sitting by a TV when ESPN ran a segment on Jones, the rookie out of Duke. That's when Mayfield said, I cannot believe the Giants took Daniel Jones. It absolutely blows my mind. He said, some people overthink it. That's when people go wrong. They forget you've got to win. Either you have a history of winning and being that guy for your team, or you don't. That was it. He's sitting there with GQ. SportsCenter's doing something on Daniel Jones, and he says, I just can't believe those guys took that kid. That's the backstory. So it is a shot out of nowhere. It's one of those. Daniel Jones, by the way.
But that rarely happens, dude.
Totally. That's what I'm saying. This is that at some point if you're going to allow this to happen without corralling him, this is how Antonio Brown gets to be Antonio Brown. There are no limitations. If you want the response from an adult, this is what Daniel Jones had to say later. I think Baker Mayfield's a great player. He can throw it, and I enjoy watching him play. Yeah. That's how an adult handles this situation. Baker Mayfield throws punches for no reason. This is how you get your own teammates not to like you.
I'm just telling you, TJ. I got to figure out who to call. There has to.
Do you think maybe they had a rough encounter together that he would not like Daniel Jones, or do you think he was provoked?
I cannot remember Texas Tech or OU playing
Duke. I don't think so.
Off the top of my head, but. Maybe one of his buddies who's a quarterback was, you know, sort of lower down in the pecking order because they took Daniel Jones. I don't know. That just seems like really strange. Because I tell you what right now, Antonio Brown pulls some really bizarre stunts. But I don't know that Antonio Brown has ever said anything that I would find to be more disrespectful.
Oh, sure he did. The Juju Smith-Schuster thing, the MVP thing where he's...
Okay, no, you're right. I stand corrected. When he talked about Juju Smith fumbling away the season.
Yep.
Especially because that was a teammate.
Yep.
That was a, you know...
When your teammate was just voted MVP and it's clear jealousy.
Right.
This is how you get to... not honing this in early and saying, this is who you're going to be as my quarterback.
You have to say honing because I don't think you can hone in anything. It's not a... It's not a
clarification on that, Rammer. Can I say
not
honing
a
in?
Pole, not an anchor. You can't hone it in. I'm honing it in, meaning
honing
I'm pulling
it,
in.
No. You can hone. Wait a minute.
No.
You can hone in, but not hone it in.
Right.
Take the it out and you're fine.
Yeah.
So I'll just do what John does and change mid word what I was going to say.
That's, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's perfect.
Go ahead, Rock.
Exactly.
That's been established on this show.
Effective.
Okay, so this is you have to corral this right now. You have to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
This has to stop. And you're talking about a guy here that has had a history. The general manager, Dorsey, has had a history of having some guys, not necessarily with big mouths, but has some trouble. He's taken Kareem Hunt now twice. You got the Tyreek Hill thing. He has a history of that. And then you have a rookie, never even hired to be an offensive coordinator, head coach in Freddie Kitchen.
Well, and Mayfield has always had this swagger, but it's all sort of been centered around the chip on his shoulder for not getting scholarships. You know, he desperately wanted to be a Longhorn, but more importantly, he desperately wanted to be a TCU Horn Frog.
Yeah.
You know?
Go Frogs!
There you go.
Sick 'em.
And didn't get either one.
I don't know if we said sick 'em to the Frogs.
You know, to the Bears.
In fact, if memory serves correctly, I'm trying to recall, didn't Mayfield follow what's the kid's name? Not
Daniel Craig?
Not Gale Gilbert.
Garrett
Gilbert.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Didn't he in high school? Wasn't it?
At his high school? May have.
But anyhow, which is ironic because they're both on the same team now.
He, by the way, biggest nerd ever. He was. He dated a friend of mine.
Gilbert?
Yeah, and he
was
with the Rams.
That's a pretty big boy now.
He's a big boy that can really sling it, but boy,
he's got a little thickness to him, too.
I really liked him. Yeah. I don't even mean nerd as like people didn't like him. Just he's kind of goofy, nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Lake Travis High School for Gilbert. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So anyhow, the point I'm getting at is he's already popped off about not getting respect and not this and not that, and we're underdogs and we're this and this, and Cleveland's for real. I mean, once you start straying outside of that, you know, I'm pumping up me, my city, and my teammates, and you just get into...
Now, I'll say this, and you probably agree with me here. I'm not remotely surprised that that's what he thinks.
Yeah, but that he said it.
Totally. This is where you go wrong. If I asked him privately, this is the exact thing I would have guessed that he would think. I am not the Mr. Measurable guy. I'm not the guy who tested wonderfully in all these different places. I'm the guy that wins. Go pick a winner. That's exactly what he should think. That's who he is, and he has to believe in himself. But to take a shot out of nowhere, sitting in a room with a GQ reporter. Look, GQ is in the room doing an entire rollout on you, bro. You've made it, all right? There's no reason to go take shots. You're punching down here to a rookie that's never played a down.
Well, and in actuality, what Daniel Jones accomplished at Duke, I'm not sure how much more Mayfield could have done.
Yeah,
under the circumstances, with the talent versus the schedule. So,
and I tend to agree with him. There aren't too many guys that didn't win much in college that win in the NFL. The one that's going around right now that makes a lot of sense is Pat Mahomes. He obviously didn't win that much at Texas Tech.
But again,
but there's nothing he could do about it. That defense was so bad.
That's what I'm saying. Is he still won games, and I'm sure that they probably still had a winning overall record, but it wasn't an impressive record. But I'm telling you right now, Mahomes did more for a college football team. For a Power 5 conference football team that I've ever seen any player in all the years I covered the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, in the truest sense, a one-man team. You're amazed at some of the stuff he does with the Chiefs. He was doing that stuff 5, 6, 7, 8 times a game, Bob.
With slow Texas Tech receivers.
Right.
He didn't have to just he didn't have the ability to just throw it out there to Tyreek Hill and say, go get it, big boy. He was doing it with a bunch of guys that ran like me.
At best, pedestrian offensive lines.
Yeah.
At best, pedestrian.
How he got so good at throwing on the run? He played at Texas Tech, bro.
Fear. Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
I've told you this before. Sean Hill told me that one time. Everybody asked me how I got such a quick release. He's like, 12 years of scout team, bro.
There you go.
That's what happened.
Exactly.
Sean Hill
quarterback
back up
to
for
Sean.
The Rams, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the Minnesota
he was
for a while.
A tough kid. That was a tough kid.
I loved it. He lives down at the Ozarks. Like the Ozarks.
Does he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy that everybody loved. He was the epitome of the backup quarterback you want.
Never embarrassed himself, but just really never had that ability to,
that's right,
to go to the next level.
Now, he did get paid a bunch of money to go play for the Vikings after the Rams for a short time and actually did fairly well.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Baker, just, I get it. You got to have a chip on your shoulder to make it to where you have. If he didn't have this, he's never here.
I have to assume, Bob, and I could be wrong, because I don't think Mayfield's stupid by any means.
No, he's probably a smart kid.
I have to assume that Baker's thinking to himself, they're not going to use this. He sort of naively believed that he could be in front of a media outlet, say what he wanted, and that's sort of what goes on in the house stays
in
the house.
And they edited
kind
of for him, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I don't even imagine that was part of the interview. I think they put it in as he was sitting there.
Right.
Off the cuff. But as you pointed out, you got to be smarter than that.
You have to be. You have to be. But I'm just saying, I'm thinking that maybe he didn't realize this was going to wind up in print.
Yeah. TMZ says they had an update later on. Baker clarified his comments on Jones, saying he was also surprised when the Browns picked him number one overall and was trying to make a point on the flaws in evaluating QBs. He said he heard nothing but good things and wished nothing but the best for Daniel.
Did someone write that for him? Yeah. Yeah. But
he is well-spoken. He was on with Colin Cowherd, and he shredded Colin. Colin's not a big Baker Mayfield fan.
Oh, and I was there.
Yeah.
If you remember. I was there.
Yes.
In the studio.
Oh, when Baker was there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is that right?
I didn't know you were in there then.
Yeah.
So what was...
Colin.
What was it like when the mics weren't on?
Strained? Yes. Yes.
Interesting. That surprised me a little bit because Colin's so easygoing and Baker seems likable.
Well, strained does not mean that they were at one another's throat. It wasn't Jim Everett and Jim Rome. It was just sort of that.
Chris Everett.
You know how everybody in this company at one point in time, I've just ripped him a new a-hole and then I have to sit next to him and it's just sort of like,
yeah,
I know you hate me because of what I just did, but.
Deal with it, bro.
I didn't realize you knew that we all felt that way.
Well, my family feels that way.
So you're used to it.
Obviously, my half-wife does.
I like the transition there. It's a good label. I did not realize you were actually in the studio.
The half, she doesn't have to clean, cook, do anything else, but she gets to spend my money. So that's the half-wife.
Yes, Rock.
My favorite part about the entire Mayfield thing from JQ was he was asked about other teams working him out because he expected to be drafted so high. He said, I hated it. He said, talk to the San Diego Chargers. He said he didn't really even want to study their offensive material. They were shocked. He goes, yeah, you guys have the 17th pick. Why would I study your material? I'm sorry.
That's
and I love the confidence.
Here, it's different when Jalen Ramsey did this last year and went around and called every quarterback overrated. He's a corner. They're mouthy. You're a quarterback, dude. You are held to a different standard, and it has to be taken seriously because – Jalen Ramsey might already be past his prime a year after he hit it. Well, he might be there already.
Jalen Ramsey did not have a horrid season, but
it wasn't good,
once
bro.
You pop off, even if you're good, it's going to be viewed as okay, and if you're just okay, it's going to be looked at as bad.
Yep.
Because you've just sort of put 195-pound albatross around your neck.
His Pro Football Focus numbers were
better
bad.
Known as my lunch.
Yes, or your gut. His Pro Football Focus numbers were bad. They weren't just okay, they were bad. I mean, he got burned a lot. Now, we know that the Pro Football Focus numbers don't tell the whole story, and you watch guys and the influence they have on the game from just being
on
the field.
How many guys, you tell me what aspect of that Jacksonville defense was the same as the year before?
No, it wasn't. But when you talk like he does, as you just pointed out, you got to go out there and be the guy, and he wasn't.
I never said that. I said I don't think he played as bad as some made it out to be. But it wasn't good enough to support the contention that you're the best of the best, among the best of the best.
So my point here is that it's a corner. When Richard Sherman does it, we shrug. Yeah, all right, that's a corner. your defensive guy. Defensive guys are supposed to be a little bit nutty. It makes them a little bit better. Quarterbacks a little bit nutty make them crazy. You cannot be a nutty quarterback and perform. I cannot recall a single one that exists.
All I can remember is, and it wasn't even defense, it was special teams, and the name will remain quiet, but
special teams even crazier.
The guy, again, it's all in relative terms, but Bob, when I was showing some analysis to a football coach one day, he said, "John, I appreciate you taking the time, but I'm just looking for a bunch of would-be prisoners to play special teams for me."
That's good.
I get it.
And he's right. He's totally right.
So, anyhow, yeah, it's a different breed for sure.
Let's see. CB and MV. Hey, TJ, in Hadley's Honer, why don't we name it St. Louis FU? He was making fun of honing.
Right.
Rock looked at me like he was confused.
I think you used that correctly, by the way.
I did?
You did not. You cannot. Honing it in.
Thank you, Rock.
The definition of hone in.
Hone is a verb, right?
Is to
hone.
Move toward or focus attention on an objective.
No. That doesn't mean.
Nailed it, Rock.
No, I nailed it. Yes! You did not. No, you're trying to say. You're trying to say, pulled in, do this, do that, do that.
No, sometimes you got to hone it in. And then we got to talk about.
No. You didn't say hone. No, you said. Wait a minute.
Is that your TJ impression?
Yeah.
I wanted to be clear.
It's really not bad. Can we talk about our friends over at Royal Banks of Missouri?
I want to talk to you more about Kimo's at this moment.
We'll hit Royal Banks later, why don't we?
We can if you want.
All right.
Everybody knows about Royal Banks.
True that. I like Kimo's.
I'm not sure everybody understands that Kimo's is open for lunch these days. 11 o'clock, you can go in and have an unbelievable lunch, a fine dining experience. At lunchtime. It's unbelievable.
You can even steal menu. That's what you did.
You didn't have to expose me. Moreover, you can go to happy hour 6 days a week from 3:30 to 8:30. Yeah, even on Saturday, there's happy hour at Kimo's. Unbelievable. All the great appetizers on the menu for $6. Crab cakes, a little bit more, $7.50. They're the best in the business. I love them. Don't forget when you go in, ask for the stuffed Peppadew peppers.
Ooh.
Say, what the heck is that? I don't know if I can even explain what it is, but it's got a special, unique flavor that you will fall in love with. Please do it. Domestic beers, $3.50. House wines, $5. Five-hour happy hour at Kimo's Chop House in Westport. Don't miss it.
I like it. We're going to talk to our friends over at MU Extension on the other side. It's Hardline.